I pray that we continue to establish our faith in the Lord as life brings challenges our way. So today, let's cover a lost soul as we are led by the Spirit of the Lord. See, many of us have felt or experienced being lost. Many things in life can cause us to lose our way and not be connected to a source that can lead and guide us. And each one of us have been lost, disconnected from God until the day that we heard the voice of the Lord calling us and reaching out to us, trying to save our soul. We were not saved so we can do our own will. We were saved so our souls can be saved from destruction and remain connected to Christ. Our souls are being saved so we can grow in the Lord. So the Spirit of the Lord can teach us about things we need to overcome so our souls is protected by Christ Jesus. See, we have to see this. We've all been at a point in our lives where we feel affliction, where we wondered about how life is, and we was full of bitterness. We remember when our souls were downcast, when we didn't have any hope or a future. We've been taught to have hope in God because it's only by God's love we are not consumed by it all. Our souls was lost because we lived for sin. We did not believe that a soul that sins is the one that would die. We did not believe that righteousness would be credited to us, or if we did, wickedness would cause us death. We did not have a relationship with God the Father and His Son, Christ Jesus. We put no faith in God, so we did not believe that the Lord would leave the 99 to save the one lost soul. We did not believe that the Lord would look for us until He found us. We did not believe the Lord would rejoice if we turned to Him, if a lost sheep was found. Our souls were lost because we did not believe and we had no faith in God. Christ teaches us about He and the Father's searching for lost souls. Christ teaches that if a woman had 10 silver coins and lost one, does she not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? Then once she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together to celebrate. Our souls were lost. We had no hope of salvation. And many of us did not understand why we were so even born. God sent His Son in the world so salvation would come. And Christ came to seek to save those who were lost. There's a way for those who are lost to be saved, to experience salvation of God in their lives even today. He's not done. See, it's hard. When life has been so rough, when we've been oppressed by others, when we seem to not be able to get ahead financially. It's hard to believe in our faith that Christ Jesus will protect us and keep us safe when our life is so lost. It's hard to believe that none would be lost except those doomed for destruction. This is where we have to see our life as it really is and come to believe it. This is where we have to accept the fact that we live separated from God. We lived without any hope and without any God in our lives in this world. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 12. See, many of us were raised to know God, but our life has been separated. We live separated from Christ Jesus. We live our lives as if God is not in control of anything, and our souls experience this feeling of being lost, disconnected. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 12. Remember, at that time you were separated from Christ, excluded from citizenships in Israel, and foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope, without God in the world. See, having a sense of being lost begins with the way we think. This is why we are taught in God's word not to live in the futility of our thinking. Where our understanding is darkened and we believe we can live a life separated from God. This is where our thinking is hardened and our hearts is hardened, so we don't believe. We remain lost if we indulge ourselves in life pleasures and impurities and worldly lusts. Because we just don't believe. We don't see it. But we can't remain lost. God wants us to be found, to be saved. We can't allow anyone to make us delight in false humility, partaking of things that will disqualify us from the prize, from us having a relationship with God. We can't be unspiritual, we're allowing our mind to be puffed up with worldly ideas and how great we think we are. We will remain lost, distant, connected from God, unable to grow if we remain in that type of thinking and understanding because of the way the world is. See, there was a war in heaven. Devil and his angels lost their place. And Satan is working to ensure all who are lost remain lost. Without any faith in God. He's working overtime. You can see it in the world today. You can see it in the churches today. We sit there every day singing every song. But man, we leave that church, we are lost. When we're at home, we are lost. When the lights are turned out, we are lost. See, when nobody else can see, we are lost. And though we may not be in the place where we like to be, we don't have to remain lost. That's the Lord help us today. We don't have to feel defeated and oppressed and lost in this world. God wants every soul found. He wants every soul saved. Many things can cause us to feel and become lost. You see it every day in young kids, and it doesn't matter the age. Man, this sense of loss and disconnection and no hope is just overtaking us. God, we're dependent on drugs to try to hide it. We try to sedate ourselves not to feel it. Yes, life is not fair. See, some of us have come from good situations and some of us have come from some bad situations. But that does not mean we have to remain lost. Christ Jesus is willing to leave heaven to leave God's throne so all who are lost can be saved. See, God wants no one lost. We have to have hope now. We have to understand what it takes for our souls to be saved. See, once we accept God and get baptized, we tend to do things that's not pleasing to God. We like to show that we are saved by what we offer to God, about the way we walk around in church and stuff. But what does the Lord require of us? To act justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly before God. See, for us to live as a person who has been saved, the Lord teaches us to not be afraid of those who can kill the body but cannot kill the soul. We are to only fear the one who can destroy both soul and body. We have to want our souls to be saved. We can't partake of the blessings of God if our souls are not saved. You can't enter into the kingdom of God if our souls are not saved. It doesn't matter that you were successful in this life. It doesn't matter if you generated a lot of money. It doesn't matter if you have 5,000 people in church. What matters is that your soul is not lost. If we want our soul to be saved, we have to seek the Lord and deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow the Lord. To save our souls means we have to be willing to lose our life. It's very hard for a person to gain the whole world and still save their soul. God teaches us this in His Word. Well, you and I got to believe what God is saying. The Lord asks, what were we willing to forfeit to save our soul? What can we give in exchange for our soul? Lord wants our soul saved. Christ Jesus went to pray and He took James and John with Him. Jesus was in deep distress and trouble. He fell down to the ground and prayed that if it's possible, the hour would pass by Him. Christ said, Father, everything is possible with You. Take this cup from Me. Yet not what I will, but what You will. Christ is our example. He shows us what it takes for our souls to be saved. Mary shares with us how it feels when our soul is blessed by God. She said her soul glorifies the Lord and her spirit rejoices in God because God was mindful of her humble state. The Lord Almighty did great things for Mary. Mary said the Lord mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. See, for our souls to be saved, we have to come out, be separated, says the Lord. This is the way we must live. Now that the Lord has saved us, it is through the salvation of our souls that we become sons and daughters of God. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 to 18. See, for a soul to be saved and remain saved, it must be willing to live based on God's will and be set apart by God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 to 18 says, therefore come out from them and be separated, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing and I will receive you. I'll be a father to you and be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Being saved is about God sanctifying us through and through. So our whole spirit, soul, and body is able to be kept blameless until the coming of Christ Jesus. See, the one who called us into salvation is faithful. He will do it. All we have to do is walk in God's will for the salvation of our soul. See, God's word is another means by which we can keep our souls in line with God's will. For it is living and active. It is sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even the divine and soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. It is God's word that helps our soul be saved. God shared in his word that our soul can stand on two unchangeable things. One, it is impossible for God to lie. And two, our souls have hope and be greatly encouraged. It is this hope that acts as an anchor for our soul, keeps us firm and secure in the Lord. See, our souls have to live a righteous life, living day after day as this world causes our souls to live in torment because of the lawless deeds being done in it. But we believe and have faith that the Lord knows how to rescue a godly person from trials and how to hold unrighteous for the day of judgment. See, our souls have to be seeking the Lord. We have to love the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, so our soul remains saved, steadfast in God. We have to keep the commandments of God that we hear in our ears and keep them so our souls are steadfast in what God is teaching us to do. So we have to be careful with our soul. We can't just allow our souls to follow anything. We must guard over our souls. See, God is testing to find out if we love him with all our heart, with all our soul. It is the Lord we must follow, keeping his commandments, obeying him, serving the Lord, holding fast to his word. And we have to be careful what we set our souls after. Oh, Lord, help me today. Lord says to don't set your heart on what you want to eat and don't worry about such things. God knows what our soul needs. He knows that if our souls seek him, we will be full and nourished by God. Go with me to Luke chapter 12, verses 29 to 31. So we have to allow our soul to seek God. Oh, my Lord, help me. We got to stop putting roadblocks in front of our souls. See, our soul yearns for God. And that's why you could see somebody who's done the worst of the things still seek God, because it is the seed that's planted in our soul that yearns for God. But it is our human nature that blocks our soul from serving God, from seeking the Lord like he should. Cannot allow our desires to mislead our soul and remain lost. Luke chapter 12, verses 29 to 31 says, do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after such things, and your Father knows what you need. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. See, Our souls have to seek the Lord so we can find him. We remain connected to Jesus. This is not far away from us. It is in Christ Jesus that we live and move and have our being. There's no one else our souls can depend on. We are offspring of God. We need to teach our soul and spirit how to persist in doing good and seeking glory and honor and immortality. The Lord grant us eternal life. We cannot teach our soul and our spirit how to be self-seeking, how to love pleasure, rejecting God's truth, fallen sinful ways. Our souls have to remain in Christ Jesus in every situation, in every circumstance. We cannot allow our souls to be downcast and lost because of the desires of our nature. We have to watch over our soul. Once we're joined together in Christ Jesus, we have to understand that while everything is permissible in the Lord, not everything is beneficial for us in this world. In Christ, we can have everything, but not everything is constructive in this world. Therefore, we can't seek our own good in Christ Jesus. We must seek to do good towards others. See, our souls have to operate in faith. It's the only way we can please God. We have to get past our thinking, get past our desires. Our souls have to yearn and seek the Lord. See, anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. See, our souls cannot be connected to this world. We have to live as aliens and strangers in this world, abstaining from sinful desires, which wars against our soul. Must live good lives among unbelievers, though they accuse us of doing wrong. Maybe they will see the goodness that God has planted in our soul and how our soul seek and glorify God every day of our lives. We have to operate in the Lord. We have to guard over our soul. Our soul is at stake. Experience eternal life, but God is at stake. This body is temporary. This world is not our home. And Christ Jesus is preparing a place for us in the kingdom of God. We have to work to purify our soul. Do not live as a sinful life so our souls can be steadfast in the Lord. Our soul and spirit has to remain in Christ Jesus every day of our lives, every night and day, every day of the week. Our souls have to remain in Christ Jesus. Lord, help us. We're missing the point of this is about the salvation of our souls. And though we may pretend we're serving God, our souls can be lost. We've got to get our souls to be the focus of what God is calling us to do. We have to guard over ourselves. We must make our soul turn from evil to do good. We must seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord upon the righteous. His ears are tender to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those whose souls continue to sin. Oh, help us, God. Help us, Lord Jesus. Lord wants things to go well for our soul. Only God can destroy the body and the soul. We have nothing to fear from this world or anyone in it. God wants our soul to enjoy good health, for our soul to get along well. Lord, help us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Help us, Lord. Lord, get our souls right so we don't feel downcast, even though people around us are pressing us. And Lord, even though we don't have the financial means, our souls don't need money. See, our souls don't need financial gain. Our soul needs the Lord. There's nothing more important than the salvation of our soul. That's what this is all about. Don't believe the lies. It ain't about God want to bless you with $1 million. It ain't about God would do those things. But the first thing is God wants your soul saved. See, the blessings that Christ talked about are those that are to come, not those that we get today. Our souls need to be saved. Praise God. Without God, our souls are lost, and though God made a way for us to be found and reconciled to him, you and I got to believe. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus is the truth and the way for lost souls to be found and be saved from destruction. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, teach us. Help us to understand the reason you came to this world. Christ came for the salvation of our soul. Not to provide financial blessings, not so we can be healed, not so we can find a spouse, but so our souls can be saved. He came so we can have life and have it abundantly with him. He came and set our soul free to make a way out of no way. We must believe. We can't get lost in this world. We can't remain lost, worried about the here and now. We can't remain lost, seeking pleasure and being greedy. God knows what we need. He is faithful. Let's work for righteousness so our soul can remain free and reconciled through God, through Christ Jesus. See, God wants our soul saved. For us to experience the salvation and eternal life in him. Help me, Jesus. I don't want to fake it, God. I don't want to fake, having a word from you, God. I don't want to fake as if you've done all. I need my soul saved. I want to experience salvation with you, God. Eternal life with you, Lord. Help me, God, not to be focused on anything in this world, God. Help me, God, over my soul and my spirit, God. And steadfast in you, Lord Jesus. Help us today, God. Help us if we're lost, if our souls are lost, God. Help us confess of our sins and repent of our sins so our souls can be saved. Help us, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all you do, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the love and the kindness you show us. We don't deserve it. But we're praying that you help us. We need our souls saved. We cannot remain lost. Our souls can't be lost, God. We can't masquerade as a child of light. We need our souls to be free so we can serve you with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our body. Every day of the week, Lord, help us. Save our soul. In Jesus' name, amen.